This summer, people in Toledo have been bumping into sculpture everywhere. Much of it good-humored work by some of the best modern sculptors. George Siegel. Alice Acock. David Smith. Louise Nevelson. Ernest Trova. Toledo was always well known as the car window capital of the country. When the automobile industry fell on hard times, so did Toledo. Now, the city is coming back, and the citywide sculpture exhibit is part of the celebration.
An exhibition like the contemporary sculpture exhibition, most of us see as really the beginning rather than the culmination of an effort here.
Bob Phillips is curator of contemporary art at the Toledo Museum of Art.
Frequently, the public in a city which hasn't seen a lot of contemporary sculpture feel a little bit curious about it when they first see it. They're not quite sure what they think of it. There may be an initial sort of either disbelief or uncertainty about it, but with familiarity, when the sculpture is good, usually it doesn't breed contempt. Usually it breeds acceptance and enjoyment.
People had a chance to become familiar not only with the sculpture, but also with some of the sculptors. A class from the University of Toledo helped Robert Stackhouse erect his Ohio Prospect Bones. Dale Eldred said Toledo on the Maumee reminded him of Thebes on the Nile, so he built an obelisk.
Basically, it follows the rudiments of physics. What you're looking at is a separation of light passed into the wavelength of light, and what you see is a spectrum, the same as when you see a rainbow in the sky. All of those are the principles in which it's designed. It's like magic in a way, but it's the principles that exist in our physical universe, and all I do is exploit them and call one's attention to them.
Sculptor Mark DeSouvreau took a rubber tire from a road grader and sculpted it into a swing.
The rubber in this is what gives it its name. It's called blubber. And it's because a five-year-old kid can push a ton of rubber around. And we poor artists, we take what there is, you know, even if it's just flowers and sticks, and pull it together and it becomes something else.
Put Toledo on the map, there had to be a glass sculpture. Tom McLaughlin made the piece he named Clouds of Joy.
People respond to just what we were hoping for, that it's a very happy, cheerful piece. People have come through and have started using the building as a shortcut to their offices so they can keep looking at it. Having them in public places reaches an awful lot of people that would never go into a museum. It's wonderful for art education. People are finding out firsthand what is going on in sculpture, and their lives are much richer for it.
Portside is a popular place in Toledo for strolling and shopping. Now it's a sculpture gallery, too. This is one of the most popular pieces in the exhibition. People can't resist touching it. In museums, of course, usually there's a sign that says, "Don't touch." Toledo Museum curator Bob Phillips says that's not the idea here.
He said, "I want them to touch it, because unless they touch it, they'll never fully understand it. But when they touch it, they'll feel the tension of those braided steel cables, and once they feel that, they'll begin to comprehend it in a way that they never would if they didn't touch it."
What is it?
You know how much this thing costs just to buy the stainless steel? It's very expensive stainless steel, but it's good finish. If you had some timpani mallets, you could play this thing probably.
How about this one?
There is a message from this citywide exhibition to the people of Toledo, and the message is, enjoy.
There's a knowledge of form that comes out of the sculpture, which is it's without words. And one can, people are like tuning forks towards it, and they respond to it. Wait till the kids get to it. They'll demonstrate.